Call our meeting to order. It's our regular meeting Wednesday, February 27th, 2019. Would everyone please stand for the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. And would the clerk call the roll?
Commissioner O.
Here.
President Bergman.
Here.
Vice President Nix.
Here.
Commissioner Nicholson.
Present.
Thank you. That'll take us to our public comment period for today's meeting. Members of the public wishing to address the Civil Service Commission on matters other than those scheduled below may do so when recognized by the President. Presentations are limited to 3 minutes per individual. Is there anyone wishing to speak to the Commission on the public comment period today? Seeing none, we'll move on. We're going to consider the minutes from January 23rd, 2019. Are there any amendments or corrections to that?
Which is on page 4, number 9. It's just a grammatical thing. The second paragraph, the second line. So it starts out, department there is, has, not been. So I think is needs to be just.
All right. I think our clerk noted that, so she will take care of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anything further? Comments from the commission? If not, is there a motion for approval?
I move approval as self-directed.
All right, is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motion carries. Thank you. Next on the agenda is a request to approve a new job specification that would be a business systems analyst. Good morning.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Seeing you again.
Good morning, Commissioners. Mark McKibben with Human Resources. With me this morning is Daniel Lay, the Director of IT for the county. This morning we're here to present a new classification titled Business Systems Analyst. As you may recall, in November last year we brought forward some new IT class specifications that arose from a study that was done of IT positions across the county. This Business Systems Analyst classification is another result of that study. As we went through, we found a need for someone who can look at business systems processes, the procedures, the processes that a department uses, and apply technology to find efficiencies or solutions to the issues that a department may be facing. So as described in your materials, we mentioned that we have a diverse number of departments with different needs. We do have IT project managers in the county, and they are typically assigned to projects that exist across multiple departments. They'll be part of a team and implement that project, but then typically step out and move on to another project. So this is in some ways a smaller or more focused version of an IT project manager. So as we say, the business systems analyst is a classification that's focused on integrating technology to improve department processes. An example of that is in the HR department. The county uses the SAP system as its enterprise resource planning tool. So that handles all the accounting, costing. Its HR modules handle the time cards, payroll, and benefits. And you know that the county implemented NeoGov as our application tracking system. NeoGov now handles our performance evaluations, our learning and development tracking, as well as our onboarding for new employees. So between the payroll system, SAP, and accounting, and NeoGov, there's certainly some areas where information needs to change, interchange, and be shared. Fortunately for us, we were able to hire the lady that implemented the SAP system for the county many years ago to implement our NeoGov system. So we have someone that understands SAP, is implementing our NeoGov system. What she needed to learn was the HR business processes. What are the transactions that we're doing? And where can data be shared between those two? So she has used her knowledge of the systems, stepped back and understood what it is that HR does from a business transaction process, and then worked with IT, with the auditor's office, with SAP, with NeoGov, and created efficiencies in the processes and redefining the processes that we do. HR, we're not unique in that situation. Certainly social services, public health, behavioral health, other larger, complex, and transactionally based departments could certainly benefit from this kind of position. So the candidate that would be ideal for this is someone typically is going to have one knowledge base or the other, but they're familiar with both IT and business processes to be able to meld those two together.
If
I can go a little further. I always go a little further. So we need to build systems for the future. And people are not going to stand in line. They're going to go online. That means we need to look at our inner selves and change who we are. Government is not going to expand to have another 20% of employees. So the only way you can reduce government is through technology. The business analyst needs to question the way we do things and come up with better recommendations on how to do things. Do you really need this in triplicate? What are you printing on this, you know? Do you really need to come to the office to do this business, or you should build a system? But so these people will be like inquirers. They're going to go inside the departments and start questioning everything that is being done. And out of that, these people, the business analysis will create like a statement of work requirements, and then you try to look for a solution that meets those new requirements. Know what you're doing today. Government has a tendency to replace alike. No more of that. Replace alike is not good anymore. You need to change the way we do things. So these people will be a professional class. This is nothing new. Have a long history in this business. There were business analysts 30 years ago in the mainframe. So this is back to that. But now these people will be inside the departments trying to understand who do they want to be 5 years out, you know, and what is the public, the community needs from government to be more efficient, more effective, you know, less paperwork, streamlining. So, and this probably will go, and it will create an opportunity for people. It's another career path. You might not be 100% technical, but you might be good at writing, interviewing people, extracting information, compiling, documenting. And then you can turn it over to technical people to do the implementation. But these people probably will come in, move out. So, unless they become product specialists, like the person you have right now, that's another, and that's also, a business analyst can specialize in financials, or in payroll, or in human resources, or in public works. And that's what we see the needs right now. We see a lot of needs in the departments where they want to implement things, but they don't have the mechanism or the knowledge to capture what they need. These people will be captured what they need in every department. So hard to find, though, because mm-hmm. the whole market is looking right. for these people. Right. We encountered two in the last 3 years, and we lost them both to MindBody. So, I mean, that's... but MindBody, in 1 year, they will be gone from here. Yeah. They are going to move everybody to Houston. So, maybe nobody wants to go to Houston. So, and, but, you know, in a nutshell, and this is a kind of... this has been a lengthy process in collaboration with HR. You know, we created like low-level technical, allowing new grads from Cal Poly to come in. Mm-hmm. This is a higher class. These are people that, but it creates a path. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be fully technical. You can be fully analytical. You can be a combination. Mm-hmm. You can be a project manager, moving from project to project, or you can be extremely technical and run the server farm for the county. But now we have the whole spectrum, you know, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. Finally, we're able to modernize and look like the market. So when we advertise, people understand what a business analyst is. We didn't have anything like that before. We were advertising one way and then hire the people as software engineers and say, what? So so now we have an ability to do that. So, so.
Happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Very good, thank you.
And Mark, can you move that microphone over towards us? There you go, you're getting a lot of feedback.
Oh.
All right, so before we start with the commission, is there anyone from the public wishing to address this item on today's agenda? All right, seeing none, Mr. Onassian.
Yeah, I looked over this. It looks really good to me. I can see where there's a real demand for these type of people. I think you can really see that now in the banking industry where their brick and mortar is going away and they're having to deal with this sort of thing. So the only question I've got is, what kind of an applicant pool are you finding out there?
That's a good question. I thought you had the answer.
I would see that maybe some of the initial appointments as classification with people currently internally with the county.
Yeah.
They may really understand their department's business process, and they've had some exposure to IT, or vice versa, IT people that really want to dive into what the assessor's office does, which is we have or the County Clerk Recorder's Office. We have examples of those. Other than that, we will hopefully bring people in and train them up through that. Mm-hmm. We'll go out to the market. These are professional level classes. We are our compensation is tied to the market, mm-hmm. and so we hope to be quite competitive there. And it's a lot of education about it, to each candidate and applicant, what it means to be a county employee and to provide service, and of course, you know, the benefits and other things come along with that.
Some of the disciplines in engineering are kind of suffering because computer science is now one of the big items there, and I see that that's one of the areas that you're looking at. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
One thing that is happening, too, is one thing that we noticed since we started to create the new classes, mm-hmm. a lot of internal interest. You know, a lot of people who are not 100% technical, mm-hmm. but they can write well, communicate well, do presentations, you know, interview well. They said, can I do something like that? And we're trying to pave the way for many of these people internally, because those are the people, if you provide the right opportunity and the right job to the right person, they're going to stick around. Because the problem we're having right now is retention. I mean, our problem shifted. Now we're able to find people, but they don't stay long enough. Before, we were unable to find people.
Mm-hmm. And I think now that you've got the three classifications there, you bring them in, train them, and then there's something there, somewhere for them to go. So.
That's right. We'll okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Davis.
How many of these positions do you plan to fill?
Good question.
Yeah, that will vary. I think one of the initial demands is here, of course, within the HR department. As we talked about before, social services has a tremendous amount of technology integration to the state and, of course, with the county's processes. What will come up typically as part of the budget process will be a request, or it might come through reclassifications. Numbers, off the top of my head, maybe 3 to 6 initially. We'll see how the process goes through.
I think the large departments, like sheriff, social, health, public works, those four, they're going to need somebody. You know, especially when they have a financial component on SAP going across. That's what they think is a kind of complicated. We're going to need to make that work within the enterprise, everything together. But I agree. I'm probably in the central IT, we need to have a couple of floaters, people that can surgically go to one department, do this, do the statement of work, look at the market to see what kind of solutions are available, and then turn it over to somebody else for the implementation. So these people will be like, you know, on missions. They will go on missions, come back, and then go to the next mission. Mm-hmm. But I would say probably half a dozen would be a good number. Now, we don't have any openings right now on this position until this gets approved. Mm-hmm. But I suspect there's going to be a lot of interest because it's kind of it's a very interesting job, actually. Mm-hmm. So you're changing things.
Mm-hmm. And then I think you kind of answered this, but as I was reading through it, is this a position I wrote down at large, but you would hire the individual in the IT department and then they would be assigned to another department? You mentioned sheriff or social services.
Good question. The answer is I'm not personally hang up on any model, is whatever works for my customers, you know. So it could be a hybrid. Again, these floaters, we need people that are available that we can assign 3 months, 6 months. Some departments are very small. They won't have a need, nor they won't be able to afford a person full-time. So in that case, probably need to deploy somebody, help them out, and move out. But some of the larger departments are in continuous, like health agency. They continue to replace systems, you know, every 3 to 5 years. That will not end.
So then with the health department that you just mentioned, would they be then the entity that would put out the recruitment for a business systems analyst, and then they would be the one who would hire the person, or would IT, based on what the health department asked for, would IT hire the person and then put them into health? I'm just trying to see where the recruitments would come
from. So in every recruitment, we participate in the recruitment because, you know, we have the numbers and we have the skills. So if people are looking for a software engineer or people are looking for a system administrator or people will be looking for a, you know, no project managers are mostly all on IT. But this will be new, the business analyst. We probably will be part of the oral panel, the pre-selection, the interviewing, and depending on the model, the people might be matrix to us, deploy in the department, they can be with us, deploy to multiple departments. But right now we have all those models. We have people from the sheriff working for us. We have people from the health agency working for us. We have an IT supervisor in the department working for us, but not the people. So in reality, it's whatever fits the culture, right?
I think in the case of the health agency, the person would be a health agency employee assigned to the health agency. Okay. And as Daniel said, IT is certainly going to be involved in the selection process.
Because that makes, when you mentioned budget, it makes a difference in each department's budget of who has that line item in the budget to pay the person. Okay. And then the supervision, the department, if the person is assigned to the department, that department head would be the supervisor, if you will, monitoring the success of their work.
You know, that is certainly a situation here in HR. Mm-hmm. The person I spoke of reports to Tammy, but she also reports to a deputy director. Mm-hmm. So these people are going to be working at the highest level of the organization because they're at that 10,000 foot level.
Okay, because they need that umbrella view. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I think you've answered my question.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Nicholson.
No questions. Thank you for the presentation.
I was going to ask, the pay scale for a position like this, is it something, could you recruit people out of Cal Poly? Are you at that level for the pay scale, or is it more?
It won't be the pay scale, it will be the skill set. They will not have, this is a high-level position. Okay. I mean, there is a 1, 2, 3, but when you are starting with a deficit, you bring in somebody experienced. Now, with time, if we grow this, and again, you know, in my mind, this innovation change, this change, will bring costs down. It will be an investment up front, but eventually it has to pay. It has to be a return on investment. Mm-hmm. My mind is very clear that unless we do this, this is not going to change. But eventually those people could turn over the ongoing support. Once you have a solution, and that's the other class that we created, the IT specialists. These are people that now the solution has been implemented and they are run with the solution, right? Those people, as they get better at it, they can become the VA. So truly there is a path that we didn't have before. You start very low, deploying this stuff, finding your icon, or whatever you have to do, you know, replacing your mouse. And as you go by, you end up being a specialist in a product, and once you get good at it, that will develop your customer service skills, your ability to communicate, and your ability to write. And after that, maybe, you know, if you have it, you can move on to the professional class, which will be the business analyst. And compensation has been a kind of scale, so it moved from, you know, the low 60s to the up to upper 90s, but it holds, so there is a process, but it won't be Cal Poly. Now, we're working with Cal Poly right now with the something called Coach Load, so we're trying to find young people to help us at the low end and try to entice them to work for government and retain them. But that's a different track. It's a much lower business skill. They need time, you know. So
compensation-wise, we're anticipating it's going to be very similar to software engineer, network engineer, system administrator. And ideally, we get some people to move across those. So we create multiple areas for development.
Has this concept been presented to the Board of Supervisors at this time?
No. Well, after your approval, we'll bring it to the board.
And then you're going to seek for, and then I guess you'll have to figure out where you're going to slot people in, what budget's going to fall into.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We'll hopefully get approval here, move to the board, and get approval to allocate this position sometime in the future.
Just as far as formatting goes,
yes, sir.
Mark, on your formatting, I've asked before, it's always nice if you put in the department on your memo.
Oh, on the memo. Okay, in this case, I would have indicated multiple, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, and is there...
May I ask one more?
Certainly.
And I forgot, this was one that was on my mind, and then I didn't have it written down. But we've talked over the years about how we start adding classes because there's a specific need, but then there are all sorts of other classes that are still there, and so it just kind of begins to mushroom. And so the question I have is, will this new classification, and maybe not at the beginning, but would this new classification potentially provide an avenue to eliminate other classifications, or?
I have a great answer for you. So, because we eliminated the mainframe like 3 years ago, right? So, the mainframe came, that was like, technology was all based on mainframe disciplines, so you have all these weird, dated classifications, right? We are eliminating all of them. So, and we're collapsing then into, I think we have like 10 in IT total. I mean, there are not that many. I cannot speak beyond IT, but on the other hand, we look like the market. We look like the market. And actually, if this gets approved and we move forward, not specifically this one, but we have classes like telephone coordinator that, you know, we just replace all the phone. That's going to, we're going to change that into the IT specialist that you approve in November. And we have a few more classes that are odd that we're eliminating and collapsing into the general IT family. So we all kind of speak the same language, and there is no doubt about your career path, because that's another problem. Mm-hmm. It's kind of confusing how you go from computer specialist to something else. But that was something that was put together 30 years ago. And when you look at the description, even the certification, you can't find them anymore. I mean, so, but the idea is we're removing.
In your own department, you already see classifications that you'll be able to vacate and...
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And then will those classifications that you vacate, refresh my memory on what you do with them when they're vacated?
Yeah, we bring them to you to officially abolish them. So computer systems technician, that series is a 1-2, telephone coordinator, department automation specialist is another one. So they'll come to you. We kind of collect them and bring them periodically to the commission.
That was what, and I thought they would come to us, but it's been a while
since we've had.
So if I could add something, commissioners, sometimes when we are getting rid of a classification, sometimes we do it all at once, but sometimes if there's an incumbent, we wait until, you know, people leave and then we delete it, so it ends up not being an immediate
one-for-one
exchange.
And some of them get frozen, right? Like the departmental automation specialist, which doesn't make any sense in this market. We're not hiring any more people in that position. And it's going to die of natural death. When people retire, then the class will be gone. So,
So when you go to the board, there's going to be a budget adjustment of somewhere because there will be a startup. But once those people are trained and you farm them out to different departments, you're reimbursed for their services, correct?
That's an interesting question.
I guess the model may be similar to how departments...
We need to budget.
We buy the services from IT. So it would be a department-by-department situation. Is large enough to absorb that cost.
Yes.
They'll do it. Otherwise, it would be a fee-for-service type arrangement with IT is what I would see.
Because before, in the old, whatever charges you had with your mainframe, those charges went to the department if you were doing work for them.
Same thing that you're going to be doing now.
So
we have a schedule. We have rates that we check. We have labor rates. We have a server rates.
Right.
We have connectivity rates, phone rates. So we have a one-pager. But the answer is... Even if I have an idea that I need 3 more positions, I need to do what's the impact to the county at large once the people are fully employed, you know, business analyst 3, step 5. So that has a life of its own. So this just creates the mechanism at this point. I mean, it's not really, we're not really asking for any positions right now.
Yeah.
But as soon as this gets approved, I think the departments might have to come, you know, and start building their cases.
Right.
If it's general fund money, it's internally absorbed, but I still need to make a case. But some of the departments pay real money, like public works or parks or airports or the library. But there is the same rate for everybody, and they have a choice. So, I'm a service provider. Everybody has a choice. Okay. But they come to me first anyway. So.
Good, keep your budget down. Yeah. That's getting reimbursement. Services. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, if there's no other discussion, we can ask for a motion to approve.
I'll move to approve.
All right, is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you again for your support.
Thank you, sir. So, good to see you again.
Thanks.
All right, before we go into the closed sessions, we're going to go jump out of order. We're going to go to item number 7. So, Commission President, I have nothing to report this time. Commission Council?
Nothing to report.
Are we going to get a permanent Commission Council one day?
You are looking at permanent Council.
Right. Wow. Now you can get her a name tag. Awesome. All right. Outside Council?
No report, thank you.
All right. And Commission Secretary, and please be nice. Don't ask to schedule anymore.
No.
I'm supposed to take one off the board.
This,
I understand.
And this is why I have decided to have Mark do all the scheduling so that he can be the
he
bad
takes the
guy.
Ball.
Before I turn
it's
over
good to
scheduling,
be the boss.
Scheduling, though, I want to make an introduction. I'd like to introduce you to Zachary Lute, and he is a new administrative analyst in the administrative office assigned to HR. He was promoted from the Veteran Services Office, and we worked very closely with him there, and so we're really pleased to have him as our partner in admin, and he wanted to come down and meet the commission.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Mr. Chairman, or President, I've got a question.
Yesterday, I brought up the March calendar, and there's a March the 6th, but I understand that's gone away, but it's going to be backfilled with something else.
Yes, that mark.
Sure. Go ahead.
The March 6th date is available for potentially continuation or deliberations for the case that you are continuing today.
Okay.
Because all the parties who committed to the March 6th, including yourselves, are all involved with this hearing as well.
Okay.
So that would be the best use of that if you need that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mark.
March 7th.
That is March 6th.
I know. Now March 7th. Did we have anything there or not?
Just no.
No. Okay. Then we've got the other two, the 18th and 19th, and then our regular meeting will be on the 27th, I understand.
Correct.
Is that
so
correct?
The 18th okay. and 19th is, let me grab that. It's a termination,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That is identified as 2 days. You're correct. Your regular meeting would be on the 27th. April 24th and 25th.
Right. Another termination.
Yeah. Now that there's been, unbeknownst to you, there's been two hearings in and out of that time frame, but I have a termination out of the Sheriff's Department, a demotion out of the Sheriff's Department that may fit into that. I haven't had the pre-hearing yet. Mm-hmm. We're scheduling the pre-hearing for early next week. If we can get that done, then we would hold on for the 24th and or 25th for a demotion hearing out of the Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things changing behind the scenes, but we're still utilizing those dates that you already identified.
Okay. Thank you.
You may recall the April 24th and 25th was something that was booked, I think, even last year.
Yeah.
So we now have a need to reschedule that one into either May or June.
Why is this dragging so far?
There is a significant amount of evidence, the videotape evidence, that the county has provided that the appellant is looking to review to prepare their case. Actually, I wasn't involved with the pre-hearing on that one, so I don't know if there's any other commentary on the, it's out of the DA's office.
Yeah.
Any other details about that one?
Well, and the reason for the date change, and I know Mr. Seamus might recall what this one is.
Yes.
One of the attorneys got summoned to federal court during exact same date. So,
yes,
priorities.
Well,
priorities. We're booked first. I'm sure that'll fly with
the federal.
Yeah. That's what the attorney said too. He's like.
Would you like us to go to federal court?
So,
Habeas Corpus.
So May 6th and 7th, are those still on the calendar. I have them on my calendar for hearings.
May 6th and 7th.
I don't have any.
Yes, they are. They are.
Oh, yes,
I don't
that
know.
Is it.
They just didn't get put on this calendar.
Yes.
Is that the DA case still?
No, that is the internal HR, I believe.
The multiple combined. Okay, they are looking
correct.
For June dates.
So not in May now?
Yeah, I have to. Have you had any contact with outside counsel for the county on that subsequent to mine? Because whoever talked to him last wins, but I don't remember. To Doug?
I talked to Doug. Are you talking about May 6th and 7th is got
yeah,
moved?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. So if you
Doug
would know
got,
more than
there is a specific case he's involved in involving an elderly plaintiff, I believe. He's representing probably a different county, not this one, a defendant. And the plaintiff is in his 90s. So priority was given for civil litigation right over the top of our plan for the combined HR cases. But I can't remember if that was late April or May. It must be May 5th. Those cases have only ever been set for May 5th and 6th, right? The combined HR cases?
6th and 7th,
six
that's
seven.
Correct.
Those dates, they were never set in April?
They were never set in April.
So those dates are seemingly run over and we need new dates in June.
Okay.
Please.
So I didn't have that information. Here.
Sorry,
so we're going to eliminate the 6th and 7th.
I think so.
Right. Okay.
If it's on
unless
your
you need to hold them for
it
something.
It is on the calendar. It is on your calendar.
Why don't we hold it for if, all the rest of
if
the
it's possible.
One of the others.
If I had to say.
Scheduling!
Yeah.
Mark, I would recommend leaving the 5th and 6th for overflow for the DA termination because I don't know how many witnesses they think they have, but the word DA termination makes me think more than 2 days.
Yes, and there is another termination that is not on your calendar as of yet. So if we could hold the 6th and 7th for either is a continuation or another termination.
That'd be a good thing.
That would be great. So that is May 6th and 7th. So that is, again, so that is on your calendars. The details will come on exactly what you'll be hearing at that time.
So what we ultimately need to do somehow, and I'm happy to help and take this back to Doug, is some dates in June for the combined HR cases. And that matter will be going briefly into closed session with the commission this morning. It's agenda item 5 to kind of go through some things with them and fill out. I wanted to feel out with the commission the order in which we ought to approach the multiple cases. I have some ideas.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea for how many days you would set that for?
The
combined
internal.
HR cases?
No, I have not. I've not been involved because it is internal
yeah.
HR.
Okay. I would say.
Yeah, we restricted that case. So
right. I would say 3 or 4 days minimum just because of the.
Based on the number of witnesses, I would agree.
Okay. I will handle that with Rosa, if that's okay
correct.
With you two guys, but I did want your
yes,
input
please.
On number of days.
And I'm working directly with Rosa on the other cases we're talking about, so we'll get the case.
Okay, sounds great. So, Rosa, after closed session, we'll have you come in at the end, if that's okay, of that closed session we're having in a minute, and then we'll instruct about some potential dates for setting if you
we can't do that in open calendar or open meeting, set the dates.
We can, but I wanted to talk to you in closed session before we did that.
All right, then we're going to come back onto the record to do it then. We're not going to do it in the closed.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless you want to set, we could set dates now if you believe me we need 3 or 4 days.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, it's an attorney's full employment act.
It is, exactly. Precisely.
It sounds like.
Yes, it is. So if you're willing, commissioners, we can set, I know the preference is not, you know, too many days at once, so if we can grab a couple days in June to get that started, that would be fine.
Well, let's do it.
For me, the 13th through the 21st won't be here, so June.
And I do have to run these by Doug Smith as well, because mm-hmm. I just frankly can't.
So how about the 4th and 5th for a pair of dates, maybe the
that's okay.
25th and 26th.
Okay. And a regular meeting would be when?
The
26th, okay.
So June 4th, 5th,
so if we're heading
1st.
Into June, we're going to have some significant scheduling problems, I think, if we can't get anything late
passed.
May. Hmm. I'm talking about the HR case because I have to be there.
Yes,
so
you do. So you're
the 24 end of June, beginning of July is booked.
All right, 4th and 5th, 11th and 12th. That's before Irwin leaves.
4th and 5th. And okay.
Oh, we're still in June.
Yes.
Are we not trying anything toward the end of May?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Well, yeah, ask Mr. Smith.
That's what I think Mr. Smith is not.
He's not available at all.
Yeah. I will get secondary May dates from you all to run by him. Okay. And what I'll do after this is I'll shoot him an email tonight or tomorrow and hopefully give him maybe three pairs of dates. The employee in that matter, the appellant grievant, has his own counsel too, who's way more available than Mr. Smith, because Mr. Smith does all kinds of jury trial work, which is hard to schedule.
We're going to set dates, and they're going to have to adhere to it. Okay. So let's just get them on the record.
So we have nominations for
4th, 5th, 11th, and 12th.
Yes.
So 6th and 7th of May.
Is that right? Was everyone?
4th and
12th.
I don't.
Right. I'm still back in May.
I understand.
Yeah.
So they're trying to.
Yes.
Let's get these first.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to go to June 1st.
May, we need June.
May 16th, 17th, okay, and 23rd, 24th. I can't.
Okay. Right. So
let's get to June on the record. 4th, 5th, 11th, 12th. Is that 5th?
Okay, so what is it, 4th, 5th?
4th and 5th.
11th and 12th.
Okay. 11th and 12th for me.
Okay.
Does the 4th and 5th work for you as well?
Only one of them does. The 4th, or the 4th, not the 5th. So I can do that if you want.
So the 4th then?
4th is okay. 5th is not. 11th and 12th are good. So 4th, 11th, and 12th.
3rd and 4th? So we have two third? Together?
The 3rd is fine.
You can't do the 4th.
5th, I can't. 3rd and 4th is 5th.
So okay. 3rd and 4th of June.
Okay.
Tammy, are you okay with these?
I think so.
We got a witness sitting here. We might as well ask her if she can come.
June 4th.
You know, there just comes a point where we have to run with it, period.
Yeah.
I'm not so worried about myself, except for the plan times that I have flights for, but I'm worried about Doug, so...
Well, that's why we're going to set some dates here and then go from there.
I can start to reach out, I mean, during the day today.
Sure. If you don't mind, that'd be good.
So we're looking at potentially June
3, 4, 3rd 11,
and
12.
4th 11, and 12. 11th and 12th right. For the HR.
And the regular meeting is when? 26?
Would be the 26th. Okay, so we have, and Rosa will be sending out a confirmation after this for... Everybody, make sure everyone has on their calendars.
Okay.
So we confirmed May 6th and 7th, and we've now confirmed June 3rd and 4th, mm-hmm. June 11th and June 12th.
Mm-hmm.
My next question would be, you have your regular hearing on May 22nd, and I have confirmation from the county's attorney and Solicia's attorney for a termination that they're available the 21st, 22nd, or 23rd. So we're looking at adding a day on either side of your regular hearing of the 22nd, if that's possible.
No, I won't be here on the 23rd and 24th.
The 21st?
23rd and 24th.
Would you be available the 21st?
Yes.
Okay, 21st and 22nd.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Is 2 days enough? I always ask that question.
At this point, yes, but I will follow because the actual case that's going to be inserted into that date may change as the others have.
Well, yeah. Maybe that's a dumb question to even think about, because once you start a case, this is my philosophy, and we can ask the commissioners right here. Start a case, get them in here, talk to them, and now you have control over everybody in one place to set day two, even if it's not the next day. Okay. So when we are in desperate times, call for desperate measures, I'm hearing.
Sure.
And so my philosophy would be grab them.
Yep.
And whatever you can get all of us and them, and even if it's one day, which is not ideal, and they're not happy about traveling perhaps or whatever, we've got to do what you've got to do.
Correct.
Yeah. And we'll back you up on that.
Thank you.
That's my point.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we confirm May 21st and 22nd?
Correct.
Yeah.
When you say confirm, you're saying we're available. Here.
Yes. Right.
More than 4 days a month is killing me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we understand that. We have had success. As of from your last meeting, we had two appeals that were we got them resolved prior to bringing you to your commission, but we are seeing a lot of activity, as you can tell, on appeals and grievances. So there's still some possibilities that these will be resolved, but we're looking at terminations. Typically, those are going to have to typically end up at the commissioners. Very not often we're successful in the pre-hearing process.
So are you concluded for now?
Yes, sir.
Good. I now know why you pass it off.
She's a very good delegate.
Yes.
I believe in a developing staff.
It's working.
It's not how she explained to me earlier. Sorry about opportunity.
Yeah, right.
All right. That's what I have. All right, thank you very much. We will send out confirmations.
Thank you.
And if you ever need backup, call me.
Great, thank you.
I'll be the bad cop.
President Bergman, before you go into closed session, would you mind giving IT a couple minutes to try to fix the feedback on the microphones?
Certainly.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. So we're going to go into, and then we will resume in closed session.
Mr. Bergman, could you take public comment before you break, and then I can, for closed session?
I did.
For closed session?
For closed session. All right. Is there anyone wishing to speak to the commission on the items coming up on number 5 and number 6 for a closed session? All right. Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the commission. And we're now on break. Turn the record off. I'm going to call the meeting to order.
I'm not ready yet. Sorry.
Okay.
Bringing my file up. Sorry.
All right. No problem. You give me the nod.
She's kind of the only one we can't start with.
Okay, Mark, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, is your record on, Rosa?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to call a meeting to order. We're going to consider item number 6, closed session per government code 54957, hearing and deliberation regarding appeal A18-02. All right, is there any other business before we adjourn for today? All right, seeing none, we're adjourned. Okay.